Okay, you're sure I'm not bothering you? Okay. I just want to make sure, like, it's really nice of you to let me stay a little longer. But I don't want to, like, I don't want to bug you. You like having somebody talk to you while you clean? Okay, well, I can do that. My mom always said I was a huge chatterbox. Yeah, it used to get me in trouble at school a lot. I can't help it. People are super interesting. I feel like I was born without that thing that it seems like most people have where you get a thought in your head and then you can just keep it up there. Like, I don't have that. If it pops into my head, I feel like it just falls out of my mouth. I don't know. People seem to think it's funny, so. And apparently a lot of the thoughts that I have just fall into my head are weird, so it works out. Oh, hold on. Let me check this text. Okay, never mind. I thought it was important. Okay, so I have this friend who there is this like meme going around like where people were asking their partners if they would still love them if they were a worm. And so he's been going out with this girl for a couple of years now, and she, I guess, saw it on like social media somewhere, and she comes up to him while he's like playing a video game or something, and he's like, and she's like, hey babe, I was just wondering, would you still love me if I was a worm? And he automatically responded like, no, because I'm not into worms, just like not thinking about it. I guess she started crying. So anyway, so they've been in a little bit of a fight for the past couple of days. Yeah, so he's been texting me like, what do I do? I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, I think, I really feel like the solution here is to like get a jar and fill it with dirt and like find a worm and like, I don't know, take care of it in front of her or something. Be like, this is what I would do for you if you were a worm. I don't know what worms eat, though. Do they just eat dirt? I could probably Google it. But it's more fun to wonder. Sorry, I'm doing exactly the thing that I said I was going to accidentally do. Just chattering on. How was your day? I mean, I know you told me a little bit while I was getting coffee, but... Oh, that's so exciting. Do you think you'll get it soon? I mean, God knows you've been owed a raise. Ooh, somebody's gonna be a little coffee shop manager. I'm proud of you. You're definitely one of the most fun people to talk to in here. No, you're definitely the most fun person to talk to in here. And you always remember my order, which makes me feel so special. Do you have any pets? Aww. No, I don't have any. I was thinking about getting a pet snake. Yeah. It helps when you don't have any roommates who would, like, freak out. Then sometimes I think about, like, you know, because I see so many people with, like, videos of their snakes, and they seem like they're not super cuddly most of the time, but, like, some of them are. I don't know, especially like little hognose snakes. It's a little hognose snake. He's got, they've got the little upturned nose and they try and bury themselves. And then when they get upset, they like, or scared, I guess, they play dead by like rolling. Oh, it's so cute. They roll over and like you can try and move them around and they'll still pretend to be dead. It's really silly. Anyways, yeah, as I was thinking about that, and then I thought about, you know, I live alone. So what do I do if I just wake up one day and I go to the snake little tank thing and they're just not there? Like, snakes can hide almost anywhere, yeah? And then I think about how maybe they wouldn't get enough food. I don't know. They're really sneaky. It would be cool to have a snake, though. Do you ever feel like people with, like, different kinds of pets have, like, very specific kinds of personalities? Like, everybody talks about cat people and dog people, right? Like, dog people are supposed to be more, like, outgoing and, like, super-duper friendly. And then cat people are supposed to be more reserved and a little bit more shy and maybe a little more serious. Do you think that there's other types of pets, like pet people, too? I think hamster people are crazy. Well, it's so tiny and it's so bitey. Or maybe I'm biased. Hamsters do not like me. I had a friend in elementary school who had a hamster, and that thing would just bite me every time I'd even look at it wrong. And she said it's because I have very, what was the word that she used? Said I have, like, very hummingbird energy. And I'm just flying around, buzzing from place to place, and it makes the hamster nervous. Maybe that's true. Yeah, I guess I do have a lot of energy. You got any plans for this weekend? Well, if you're just taking the weekend to rest, you should totally do that. But, question. So I have two tickets to this concert. Yeah. And I was supposed to go with... Yeah. Grande Cappuccino X. No, I'm not really so much sad that they're gone as I am sad that I stayed with them for so long. Yeah, they weren't very nice. But, anyways, I've got an extra ticket, and I was hoping to take a friend, and I was thinking... since I've been staying after hours, like maybe we're becoming friends, but I don't know. I don't want to assume, but, we are becoming friends. Oh, yay. Well, anyways, I was thinking if you wanted the tickets, maybe you could take somebody. Yeah, we could go together too. I just figured... You probably have somebody else you want to take more. No, you want to go check it out? Oh yeah, I totally haven't even told you who the concert is. There's this, it's an indie band. They're called Blue Sky Holiday. Oh, you've actually heard of them? That's so cool. Well, do you like them? Oh, they're way better live. Oh my god. Yes! No, I totally want to go with you. Okay. Oh, it's so exciting. Yeah, it's on Friday night. Okay. Wait. Give me your number. Then I can text you about, like, when we can meet up at the concert. And also I can text you your ticket. Oh, this is so fun. This is exciting. I love coming in here and seeing you every day. I can't wait to see you outside the shop. Yeah. It's... Oh, yeah. I'll just put it in. Okay. And that's me. Contact picture? Yeah. Here. I'll hold up my order so you know who I am. No. What? It's fun to get the same thing every time. I know exactly what I'm gonna get. Oh, wow. It actually is getting late. I better actually leave you to clean. But I'm, like, super excited to see you on Friday night. Yay! Okay. I'll see you. Bye.